Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And we'll take a few more calls. The board is packed. Let's go to Matthew in Rochester, New York. Hey, Matthew, thanks for calling.
Yeah, hey, George. Hey, I'm on Bluetooth because I'm delivering newspapers, so if my call is really bad,
you actually sound pretty good.
Tommy said the same thing. So anyway, I think that you are more psychic than you think you are. So I want to ask you two questions.
Okay.
One is infinitely easier than the other because it's a 50-50 shot. But here's the first thing. This is sort of a remote viewing question. I want you to clear your mind, and I'm going to give you a word. And I'll explain to you afterwards the reason. But I want you to tell me where you think this might be.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Slide ruler.
Slide ruler.
Yes, sir.
Interesting that you would say that, because I still have a slide ruler from my early days in high school. And so when you say, when you ask me where it is, what do you mean by that, though?
There's one in my family, and I'd like to know if you can tell me the location.
It is... You've given me a little assignment here. It's in somebody's basement. I don't know whose basement it is, but it's like in a drawer or like a bucket or something like that.
Okay. All right. Here's the reason why. My father passed away in November, and he was a mathematician for Eastman Kodak, and he had a slide ruler that he purchased when he was in the Navy in Japan.
Wow.
And it's made of ivory. So we've been trying to locate it for easily 3 or 4 years.
Did he have a basement?
Well, he's moved a couple of times, but it's interesting you say that, because my sister that has all his belongings now, most if not everything he owns is in a basement. In a box.
Maybe. So, it might be there.
So I'm going to have the opportunity probably tomorrow to go and see her. So I will certainly take your advice and see what I can find.
And I'll even hone in a little bit more for you, Matthew. Look for a gray bucket, because it could be near there in a box.
Near a gray bucket in a box.
And if I'm right, check back with us a little bit later on next week.
I hope to do that. The second question is, this is a little bit easier. I have been trying to figure out. I am going to be a grandfather in a couple of days, and I have no idea what the sex of the baby is. Now, this is my son and my daughter-in-law. So here's your 50-50 shot. Is it a boy or a girl?
Oh, boy. Now, let me ask you a question. Does the daughter-in-law seem to be carrying the baby high or low?
She seems to be carrying it low.
Then it's going to be a boy.
Going to be a boy. Okay.
I've got 50. I got a 50-50 chance there, but I've always been told if the woman is carrying in her pregnancy the baby lower, chances are it's a boy.
Okay. So I have one last thing to ask you, and then I'll let you go because you got other callers.
Okay.
Okay. So if you believe that it is a boy, can you give me the letter of the alphabet of the name they're going to name this child?
B, as in boy.
Okay.
Let's see what happens.
Thank you so much.
Okay, good luck, Matthew. Congratulations on being a grandfather.
Hey, George, I did forget to tell you, you are quite professional. You are nice. You treat every caller as if they are the main guest. That is a gift that certainly is well appreciated. So thank you so much for everything you do.
Thank you. And enjoy the little grandbaby because they are special. I'm a great-grandfather now, if you can believe it. My mother, who's going to be 92 in a couple months, is a great-great-grandmother. And we'll get her on the end of May again because she always wants to come on and say something, and I can't turn her down.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.